Good morning, everyone. My name is Sherry. I will be your conference operator. I would like to welcome everyone to DocuForm's second quarter 2019 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. DocuForm issued its earnings release yesterday after market close. If you did not receive the report, please contact the investor relations team, and they will email it to you. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken, nor should the call be reported on. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. Today from DocuForm, we are joined by Mr. Alejandro Monzo, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Ramon Baredi, Investor Relations Deputy Director, both of whom will be discussing the company's results. Also from DocuForm on the call will be Mr. Adam Wiechter, Founder and Board Member, Mr. Hector Esquivel, Chief Financial Officer, and Eduardo Limon, Investor Relations Officer. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Alejandro Monzo. Please go ahead.
I would like to begin with a brief overview of our performance and results during the quarter. During this quarter, our portfolio grew to 7.3 billion pesos. That's an increase of over 1.2 billion pesos quarter over quarter. Capital leases continue to be the core of our business, representing around 90% of our total portfolio. Net earning assets, which include operating leases, increased by 2 billion compared to the same period of 2018. We continue to execute our business plan and achieve solid results in a challenging economic environment. Our total revenues increased significantly, while the cost of revenues decreased during the same period of time. This results in an increase of 72 million pesos in gross profit. Consequently, gross margin improved from 34% to 52% quarter over quarter. We continue growing our portfolio and revenues while maintaining a solid and stable performance. Our NPL ratio was 5.2% compared to 5.5% in the same period of 2018. As you are all well aware, DocuForm issued a new international bond in July of this year in the amount of $300 million with a coupon of 10.25%. The offering was significantly oversubscribed thanks to our enthusiastic group of investors who recognized the financial strength of the company and its favorable growth outlook. The proceeds of the bond were used as follows. We prepaid 80% of our 2022 notes, we prepay certain indebtedness, and the remaining of these proceeds will be used to fund our portfolio growth and will be deployed in an orderly fashion over the next 12 months. We've converted the proceeds from the bond after debt pay down into Mexican pesos. We've fully hedged the bond, both interest and principal. And as a result, we will not be fundamentally impacted by any future movement in the peso-dollar exchange rate. It will take us around 12 months to deploy the proceeds from the bond in new transactions, and this will cause some negative carry for the remainder of this year. This impact will only be temporary, and once we fully deploy the new resources, margins will be back to the normalized level. Given the increased size of DocuForm, we have continued investing in strengthening our management team and overall human capital. We continue improving our institutionalization and corporate governance and upgrading systems and risk management. As a result, we are very confident that the company is well positioned to grow to a next level and navigate successfully the complexity of the Mexican market. We have successfully completed the implementation of Salesforce as our CRM. This improves pipeline visibility, hence our ability to more accurately predict future origination. We've also filed the launch of a digital platform that will take clients through the performance approval process, enhancing customer experience. And finally, we continue working in streamlining internal processes to further improve time to market and customer satisfaction. In terms of macroeconomic outlook for Mexico, we do see an overall slowdown in the economy. The latest report posted a very modest 0.1 growth in GDP. However, demand for our product remains strong and business pipeline is healthy. We remain very attentive of market dynamics and are prepared to act accordingly. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Ramon from our investor relationships team, who will be summarizing our second quarter results for this year. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Alejandro, and good day to everybody. Regarding our financials, I am pleased to say that Okforma's had a solid second quarter performance, thanks to a pickup in activity and our quality of our financial solutions. Once again, revenues reported a double-digit growth trend in the quarter. Total income for the quarter rose by 44 million pesos versus the same period last year, and for 6 months, this figure rose by 33 million pesos. As of June 2019, cost of revenues decreased on a quarterly and accumulated basis versus prior periods, driven by lower activity in the equipment financing business line. Consequently, our gross profit and gross margins improved. Gross profit increased 72 million pesos for the quarter and 77 million pesos on accumulated basis. Likewise, as Alejandro mentioned, gross margins improved from 34% to 52% quarter over quarter and from 32% to 42% on an accumulated basis. As of the second quarter 19, net income was 21 million pesos versus negative 12 million, same period last year. For 6 months 19, net income was 53 million pesos versus 103 million pesos 6 months 18. 6 months 18 net income was higher because of a positive impact valuation of derivatives during last year. Now moving on to the portfolio and balance sheet, I am pleased to say that our portfolio continues growing and NPLs continue improving. Total portfolio grew by 1.8 billion pesos, totaling 7.3 billion pesos, while NPLs improved to 5.2 versus 5.5% same period last year. Our portfolio continues substantially diversified by both number of clients and by industry. Total assets grew by 29%, by 1.8 billion pesos, including a positive cash position of 700 million pesos. Total liabilities grew by 20%, or 1.1 billion pesos, and our leverage decreased 34% from 5.7 times to 3.7 times as of June 2019. The company's overall financial position continues to improve, helped by the recent equity injection, as well as the current and accumulated net income, reflected in a 719 million pesos increase, or 92% versus same period last year. Our capitalization ratio increased 48% from 12.6% to 18.7%. This concludes my remarks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I am going to turn the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please push star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. And for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. We will pause for a brief moment to poll for questions. Our first question is from Jose Silva with BTG Pactual. Please proceed.
Hi, everyone. First of all, congrats on the results. Couple of questions on my side. First, would like to ask, how do you guys see the pipeline for new loans in that context of slow macro growth? And how is the generation of new customers and how does that play within the context of your growth target and deploying the new bond? And also would like, this is the first question, and second question would be to understand a little bit better the equipment financing line. How do you guys look at that in a context of both booking the interests and booking the costs? As this line basically went to zero now, would like to better understand the dynamics and how it negatively weighted on the growth margins in the past. That's it on my side.
Okay, in terms of pipeline, despite the slowdown in the economy, as we discussed during the roadshow we had last month, pipeline for the company remains strong. We are focusing on small and medium enterprises, and we've seen that there is a significant excess demand for leases in this space. So we continue seeing a strong pipeline, and we are in line to achieve the growth that we have in mind in and that we are actually predicting for the deployment of the 12 of over the next 12 months of the proceeds of the bonds. In terms of the equipment financing business line, we are seeing more demand for capital leases and operating leases, and that this business line is one that we are in the process of moving away and focusing more in the core of the company. And so going forward, you should expect to see very limited transactions in this space.
As a reminder, to star one on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. We will pause for a brief moment. There are no more questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back over to management for closing remarks.
Well, thank you all for being on the call. We'll be more than happy to receive additional questions through our investor relationship team. And thank you all again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.